Welcome back to JR Morning. It is a Monday, and on Monday, there are always Monday Munties. And my co-host this morning, Jason Rowe, I got him to stay around this morning because he was waiting for Monday Munchies. And today we have the executive chef, Scott Brazil, of Chicane, located in Plymouth. Scott, good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yes. tell us about the restaurant. I mean, it's really described as a kind of upscale social lounge, but it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Yes, we are a little upscale, but also, you know, we're a neighborhood joint in Old Village, Plymouth, right on the railroad tracks there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something for everybody. You know, yes, we have high-end wood-fired grilled steaks. We also have scratch-made pastas all made in-house. And then, you know, we got burger and some sandwiches. So something for everybody. You can come multiple times a week and, you know, not be crushed.
I was looking online at your images of your space. It really looks like a beautiful restaurant. I'm looking forward to it, and just hearing you describe the menu is enticing. How long you been there?
The restaurant's been open. We started February last year, so just a year and a couple months, really. The owner, Don Soonan, is a local Plymouth native, 50-some years in Plymouth. He's done pretty much everything around town. He's almost the honorary mayor. He put a lot of money and opulent finishes into the restaurant, you know, real high-end fixtures. But once again, you know, like, you go in there, you feel at home, it's comfortable, it's laid back, it's not pretentious feeling or anything like that. You know, no white tablecloths and mm-hmm. all of that business. And then he used to own Center Stage, if any of you guys remember Center Stage, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The restaurant also features live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, really killer sound system. So, yeah, it's got a little bit of everything.
I know where I'm going this weekend.
And talk about your career path. This, you know.
Yeah, I've had an interesting path.
Yeah.
I'm a local guy, you know, so grew up in Plymouth, went to high school in Plymouth. Moved out west, went to pastry school, jumped around, did some pastry gigs,
mm-hmm.
Worked my way through some kitchens into all of a sudden the executive chef position, ended up at Ford Field for a few seasons.
Oh,
rest in peace, my buddy Joe Nader. He was the executive chef over there, if you guys remember Joe. And then Don reached out. He mm-hmm. was opening the restaurant here in Plymouth and, hit it off right from the get. We both had similar vision of what we'd like to do there and kind of a legacy project, you know, me being the hometown guy,
sure.
You know, 30 years in the business plus, and then coming back to Plymouth, now opening this really cool restaurant. So yeah, it's a pretty cool story, really.
Mm-hmm. What's the signature item on your menu?
Signature item. Well, wood-fired grill. So steaks are absolutely dynamite. You know, something about grilling over live fire.
Oh, man.
The smokiness of the wood. We use all Michigan hardwood, local company, kiln dried. So it's real hot. And then I would say our pastas are probably, which is what I brought one of you guys today. One of our signature pasta dishes. It's a gnocchi sardi. It's a semolina and water dough. We use an extruder to make that. It's not your typical potato, fluffy, pillowy ricotta. It's more like a pasta noodle.
Okay.
Cream, house-made chicken sausage. It's got spinach, sun-dried tomatoes, a little bit of garlic, Parmesan cheese. Beauty dish. Sell a ton of them every weekend. And then mortadella sandwich. So, once again, kind of featuring the stuff that's maybe more approachable and maybe you know, less expensive.
Sure.
Mortadella sandwich, rosemary focaccia, all the breads made in-house. Fig jam, mortadella, arugula, burrata, and then basil pesto on top.
Getting very hungry.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's killer.
Yeah, so now, and I know you're the chef, but, you know, when you have a, you know, wood-fired menu, you got to have a good drink to go along with that as well. Can you kind of tell us about that?
I'm an old-fashioned guy, big bourbon lover.
Okay.
We have a really nice signature old-fashioned.
Okay.
You're pushing me to remember talk about some stuff I don't know a ton about.
That's okay.
We got a killer bar program.
Sure.
We do have a really great couple bartenders that knock it out of the park. Yeah, beauty drinks, beauty cocktails, high-end stuff to stuff, once again, that's approachable.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us once again where you're located and your hours and all of that.
Yeah, of course. 885 Starkweather in Old Village, Plymouth. The name of the restaurant, Chicane. Open Tuesday and through Sunday. We offer a Sunday brunch. Most killer happy hour you can get around right now. Half off appetizers, 4 to 6. Half off wine on Wednesday. Thursday's dollar oysters. I mean, we got a killer program going on over there.
Wow.
Yeah, get there early. It's busy. So
I'm interested in all of that, especially that Sunday brunch. I'm always looking for a good brunch place on Sunday.
Yeah. You know, also, you know, looking for an event, we have a 120 seat event space attached to the building as well. So, yeah. Hosting the ACF, Michigan Chef de Cuisine Chefs meeting tonight at the restaurant as well.
Well, Executive Chef Scott Brazil, thank you for stopping by and being part of Monday Munchie Chicane, located in Plymouth. Go check them out. Thank
Gentlemen,
you.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
Jason Rowe.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you.
Yeah,
it was so nice. Let's do it twice about tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let's do it. All talk next on 760 WJR.